It's called the Tandanus tropicanus. It's a fish, a very interesting type of catfish, discovered in a northeastern part of Australia that's largely been ignored by aquatic life researchers. WVU professor Stuart Welsh made the discovery on an expedition in that part of the world back in 2010 and again in 2012. And yes, you can call it a fishing expedition.
I think it's a very interesting experience to describe a new species, and it's a very rewarding experience. You know, biodiversity is one thing that a lot of people are interested in. How many, you know, animals are out there, and what do they do, and where are they located, and that's really important. And so when you find a new species, it makes you realize that there's a lot of things going on out there in the world that we're, you know, not necessarily aware of. A lot of people think that, you know, we have a good idea of what's going on in terms of the number of animals that are out there on the landscape, but that's not always true. There's quite a few left to be found and to be named.
The Tandanus tropicanus is a freshwater eel-tailed catfish with some interesting characteristics when you compare it to a West Virginia channel catfish. It can grow up to about 20 inches or so, which is a bit smaller than a West Virginia channel cat. But its physical appearance is also different.
The back end of this catfish is quite different than, say, a channel catfish here in West Virginia, in that the dorsal fin, the tail fin, which is called the caudal fin, and then the fin that's ventrally located, which is called the anal fin. The dorsal fin, the caudal fin, and the anal fin are all connected as one fin on this catfish in Australia, which gives it the name of eel-tailed catfish. And so it's quite different than any catfish that we have here. Well, most fins on fishes are function for either swimming or maintaining some sort of stability in the water column when they're swimming. Of course, the caudal fin is the fin on the back end of the fish, which is important in propelling the fish forward. The dorsal fin is on the back or the top of the fish, and it maintains some stability.
That means this Australian catfish can swim faster in the water. This fish was discovered in the Tully River, and that's located in the northeastern part of Australia, not too far from the Great Barrier Reef. Welsh says it's very rare to find a freshwater fish that hasn't been discovered, but he expects that area of the world might yield even more findings.
You know, one of the really fun things about science is the discovery of new things, and there are scientists out there discovering new things every day, and it's important for scientists to get out and find these things and learn about the world. And what's amazing is that there just seems to be, you know, people have been studying rivers and the oceans for a long time now, but we continue to find new things as we look. So it's really fascinating.
When he was a young boy growing up in Beckley, Welsh went fishing any chance he got. He says that's what started his love for fish, and it still inspires him.
Spent a lot of time in creeks and flipping rocks looking for a crayfish, and that interest just continued and turned into an occupation for me.
The newly discovered fish is now being studied in a museum. Welsh says he plans to go back to Australia very soon, and he says there are possibly more fish out there still to be discovered. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.